I'd like now to welcome Jake Chiofalo. He is with the Santa Fe Waldorf High School and is directing the senior class production of the play Cheaper by the Dozen, and that's actually this evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Cheaper by the Dozen is actually a children's novel, I guess you would call it. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. It's a lovely book, and I know there have been some film adaptations of the book. This particular play, this adaptation, goes back to the original book, which is really sweet and humorous. Indeed, it comes from the perspective of two of the children that wrote the book. And so for our 12 seniors, I adapted this Cheaper by the Dozen, and they were thrilled by the title alone.
Oh, because you've got actually 12 seniors at the school?
12 seniors, absolutely, yes. So that was very fitting for this particular play and the title.
This is a book that I have to say I remember reading when I was a little kid, probably in, I don't know what, sixth grade or seventh grade or something like that. And it was a very memorable book. I can still remember it in some detail because there was a very charismatic father who had these 12 kids, and I think he was an Irish immigrant or something like that. He was Irish, and he would take his kids and say, are my little Irishmen cheaper by the dozen? And I remember doing the math and thinking, well, if the oldest one is 13, were they really having kids every year so that they could bring them all out in a car together?
That's actually a very humorous point behind the story. It seems like they did have children every year, and as a matter of fact, when the mother used to, when she would get sick, one of the children would obviously say, well, are you going to have another baby? No, I'm just have a sore throat. So it was that expectation that every year that a new child would come along.
Right.
And with the play itself, there's a baby that's being held by the mother as they're driving around in their jalopy and this sort of thing. So it is quite funny that she produced so many children, yes.
And this man, the father, was some kind of efficiency expert. I mean, the children who wrote this book, it really was based on a real-life character.
Right, that's a very good point. He was very well known for setting up efficiency methods in factories, and as a matter of fact, today many of our methods that we have for time efficiency were a product of what he thought about back in the 30s and 40s, and still in effect today. And so he applied these as well to his personal life, his family, which makes it quite humorous.
Right, trying to get his family and himself to do everything in the absolutely most efficient time span possible.
Correct.
Which runs kind of counter to the way that we're trying to live today, which is to slow down and enjoy the moment and not speed up our lives so much.
Right, quite the opposite. Everything was based upon, as you had pointed out, buttoning up shirts, how fast can you do it, how fast can you take a bath, and learn languages and master mathematics. And so he was pretty fond of saving time, yes, quite different than enjoying it, shall we say.
And so the play stars all 12 seniors at the Waldorf High School?
That is correct. They all have different parts, they've been really enjoying it. They've been working hard. And so I must say that the play is certainly about this wonderful family, but it's also about the sanctity of memories and how important they are. The children that wrote it missed their father, who died shortly after he had established some of his well-known aspects of implementing the factory system. And so the culminating act in the play is based on a senior prom where he is having to send his oldest daughter off to college. And how does he let go, and the trust that's involved with enabling her to fly from the coop, so to speak. And there's this mutual then trust in one another that they did fine, and she understands that his grasp on the family and the dynamics of the family was important because he tried his best to take care of the family, but for some it was a little bit too tight of a grasp, but then ultimately they understood one another, and it's a beautiful conclusion.
So was it tricky to adapt this book to a play? Have you ever done that before?
I have. I've done that a couple of times. It's actually quite it's not only entertaining, but it's very important too, because I have the students in mind that play the different roles. So from my my perspective, it works very well because I can think about which student would most not only be suitable for a particular part, but come out the other end and realize, wow, that really happened in this play. And so there's a growth process that takes place through the entire play from the beginning to the end. It's amazing to see how the students transform from the beginning to the end. They come out either more confident or ebullient, and it's wonderful to see. And that's why plays are a huge aspect of Waldorf schools, because of that aspect alone.
We're talking to Jake Chiafalo about the production of Cheaper by the Dozen at the Waldorf Santa Fe Waldorf High School, which is happening tonight. Do you ever make these adaptations available to other schools who might want to do the same play?
I haven't yet. No, this has been more of a personal endeavor for the students that I have. I hadn't, that hasn't crossed my mind, but certainly maybe a bridge to cross in the future. I'll give it some thought. We just did a 10th grade production of Ovid, and so I adapted some of Ovid's great writing to a play, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's a selection process.
It is, yes, indeed. But certainly, I have a great writer to work from.
That's
a joy in itself.
Tell us more about the Waldorf School. There's a very specific set of kind of principles and ideas that are behind all the Waldorf schools.
Yes, it's about a century old, the school itself, having been founded by Rudolf Steiner right after World War I, and he just felt there was a need for this kind of education that was it's very complex in a way, but in a nutshell, I would say that it's based upon the development of the child and bringing particular subjects at a particular time in the child's development, and this goes all the way through high school. That there's a time to bring chemistry, there's a time to bring math in terms of brain development, physical development, and another key aspect is there are no textbooks, and so it's not spoon-fed. They create their own books. So the idea of bringing in beauty and aesthetics and creativity into all aspects of Waldorf education are vital, and that in itself is amazing to behold.
There are some kids who I've observed who just love doing the creative part and making their own books, and there are other kids who just hate it and they have to get their parents to help them, and they'd rather actually be doing math proofs on the blackboard and things like that. Does the Waldorf school kind of like, I don't know, filter out the kids who don't like that kind of education? They tend not to even apply to the school?
That could be a part of it, but it's amazing that once the process gets started, they really get into it and they enjoy it and they feel proud of their work, and the end result is this beautifully illustrated textbook where they have their own illustrations and their own writing, and I think there's just a sense of pride that comes into place, and they feel like they want to complete it. And my opinion, going back to my own childhood, is that there's quite a relationship between creating something beautiful and having the momentum to finish work and complete it. And I think that's a big part of their striving to do well with making their own textbooks.
Jake Chiafalo is the director of the Santa Fe Waldorf High School production of Cheaper by the Dozen. It's the senior class production, 12 kids, 12 cast
right.
members.
Very perfect.
And tell us when and where.
It is at the Santa Fe Performing Arts. That's 1050 Old Pecos Road, and 12 and under are free, and that's at 7 o'clock. And there's going to be a live swing band, and so it's certainly entertainment for the entire family.
And is that the Armory for the Arts?
Yes, it
on
is.
Old Pecos Trail?
That is correct.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, Jake Chiafalo, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.